What an exciting day it must have been in September of 1995 when Olden Parks Sr., the president of the church's board of trustees, heard the doorbell ring.
I went to the door to answer the call, and it was a young lady standing there. Said they were looking for a site to do a movie. So I invited her in, and the pastor was here. Next thing we know, she had some more people over there looking at the church. They were looking for an old church. It was the interior that we had here, and that was just ideal for what they were looking for.
Sure enough, the film people liked the sanctuary at Trinity Church. Dark wood, high ceilings, stained glass windows. A contract was drawn up, arrangements made, and the film crews arrived starting in March.
They had all the technicians, the electricians, the carpenters, you name it, you know, the camera people. I guess at any given time, it was probably 300 or 400 people here.
The crews covered the outside of the building with scaffolding so the light could be controlled inside. The daycare center in the basement moved out. It never has come back. There were some great inconveniences. On the other hand, says Olden Parks, it was quite something to meet the director, Penny Marshall, and the actors.
Whitney Houston was one of the stars. Denzel Washington, Courtney Vance, Gregory Hines. Several other stars were here. And most of them was pretty down-to-earth people. Some of it was a little hard to get to with the bodyguards around them, so you could hardly get to them. But other than that, it was a good experience.
In addition to that, some of the church members had the chance to be extras in the movie, and the church was paid $45,000 in rental fees. They used part of that money to replace the old furnace. The film company already repainted the sanctuary, and other repairs were done at the parsonage. Was it worth it to allow a film company to use the sanctuary? Olden Parks thinks they should have driven a better bargain.
If it happened again to us, I think we would be better prepared to maybe try to do a better negotiation with them and maybe get a better pay out of it.
Maybe the real bottom line is the movie itself. What about the film Preacher's Wife?
Oh, I thought the movie was very good. A little comical. Said we had 2 invitations for the movie. I received one in the pastor, and we could take one guest, so we went over together to see it over in New York. The premiere, that's where all the cast and all the workers was able to see the movie. It was free for us. But now I think that most of the members of the church have seen it. Everybody seemed to like it.
Trinity United Methodist Church of Newark is pretty much back to normal now. The movie, Preacher's Wife, opened in December. I'm Mike Hickox.